Welcome to The Balance, a public health podcast brought to you by the BC Alliance for Healthy Living. I'm Lori Dawson, Manager of Communications and Projects. To kick off this inaugural episode of The Balance, let's talk active transportation. A term which encompasses all human-powered forms of travel, such as walking, rolling, paddling, skateboarding, kayaking, using mobility devices, and more. Any way you use your body to get to where you're going. And what better way to discuss active transportation than at British Columbia's first ever Active Transportation Summit? The summit took place over 2 days, and during a full schedule of interactive workshops, engaging panels, informative presentations, I had the opportunity to speak with participants. Starting off with the summit's keynote speaker.
Barb Chamberlain, I'm the director of the Active Transportation Division at Washington State DOT.
And just a first off question, how did that even happen, that there is an Active Transportation Division at the Washington State DOT?
Well, it was a great statement by leadership. They knew that the organizational structure they had a place for every other mode of transportation, so a division for public transportation and aviation and rail freight and ports, and did not have an Active Transportation Division. At the time I was leading the statewide advocacy organization, we were having meetings with the DOT saying that you're not keeping people in the state bike ped coordinator position because they don't have a place in the organizational structure that means they can make a difference. And so they said, we can fix that and we should place these modes on the same footing, so to speak, as the other modes, and created the division.
What does active transportation mean to you?
I noodle on this a fair amount. And I want to say this conference is especially fabulous and important for the way that accessibility and questions about accessibility are part of it and baked into it, and presenters represent that and bring their expertise. Because I think often active transportation is described as walking and biking. And as soon as you say walking, you've left out somebody in a wheelchair. And so thinking of it as the ways that we as humans move around in the world when we're not using a motor vehicle. That's not a snappy label, but that includes people using a wheelchair or another assistance device, people on scooters and skateboards and inline skates and solo wheels and bicycles or tricycles. So it's a big envelope.
So yesterday you also talked about having willing partners across organizations and an invisible team. Could you speak a little bit more about that?
I think so often if you look at organizational structure and you say, that's who I'm supposed to talk to, that's who I work for, that's who I work with, you're missing the idea that you have allies in other parts of your organization and then in other organizations and beyond the ones we may traditionally think about for active transportation in particular, because we have the word transportation. So looking in your organization, who is working on the things that affect your interests or your concerns, and then what other organizations have somebody working on that, and just getting in touch with them and saying, could we exchange information? Because if we do, each of us is better informed, we're better at our own job as we're expected to do it, and we're bringing those extra layers and saying, well, have we thought about, for example, the health implications of this thing we're about to do, or the effects on kids in school, because you've had that conversation with somebody. And I just think it's so much richer. It builds a personal and professional network for you individually, so there's a self-interest reason to do it, but it makes you better at your job, and it makes what you do better.
So yesterday in your keynote speech, you did a little bit of a grammar lesson, and for, to, for whom. Do you mind going over that a little bit?
If we think about the work we do, then we need to look at history and recognize that there were some people who were done to by others, and that we live with the legacy of that doing to today. So that's a thing you need to bring into the room and be conscious of and look for and unpack with analysis and say, what happened? What was done to others, and what are we living with now? So that's the two part. And then four covers a lot of ground. You can look at the work you're doing and say, if we do this thing, we're doing it for whom? If we do it for one group, are we doing it to another group? So get a couple of prepositions there. As public employees, or really if you're working in the NGO world, you're working for the public interest. And you also need to think about when you're in the room, who's not there and who can you speak for until you can bring them into the room. You still need to be looking around and asking that question. And the other thing about active transportation is saying it really works for the benefit of everybody. It is for all, particularly in talking about accessibility, that universal design is universal, that it is important for all of us. And then the final piece is with. Who can we work with so that when you're talking about somebody's interests, you're not talking about them without them in the room, that you're saying if we all work with each other, we will learn, we will grow, we will understand things we can't understand from personal experience, but that somebody else is an expert in what it's like to have that experience and live with it and get through the world with that.
Thank you so much for taking the time at this busy summit. Barbara Chamberlain, for talking to us. We're inspired by the work you do and really appreciate your comments.
Thank you so much. And again, this is really a fabulous conference, and this is what an active transportation conference should be like.
Walking through the main hall of the summit, there was an impressive variety of exhibitors and vendors at booths presenting their involvement and interest in active transportation. One booth in particular caught my eye.
My name is Carolyn Magdevane. I work for Vancouver Coastal Health for a project called My Health, My Community.
And why are you interested in active transportation?
Well, mostly for personal reasons and professional reasons as well. Personally, I love being able to leave the house, take transit, and go to work that way instead of being stuck in traffic and sitting. And I love that I'll be able to walk and run sometimes if I'm running late, and that adds to my daily physical activity. And professionally, with our My Health, My Community project, we've learned that active transportation is related or has a correlation to having positive health behavior. So things like increased physical activity, even things like increasing your walk score, and it's great for your health and other things.
Is there anything you're looking forward to the most at this Active Transportation Summit?
Looking forward to meeting others who have the same interests, and as well as hearing about the active transportation more from our experts or expert speakers. And yeah, generally just enjoy and learn and absorb and apply it to my daily life and my professional life.
I have one last question for you. People talk about multimodal forms of transportation, yeah. So transit and bike. Do you do that, or do you have one that you prefer, or are you multimodal?
I transit and I walk. So I, in terms of preference, I think it's great. Again, it just adds to your steps every day, to your physical activity every day. So being able to do that, and I think having access to living in a place where your built environment allows you to have access to both modes of transportation is always, you know, it's great and it's very beneficial. So I'm all for multimodal transportation.
Accessibility was at the core of this summit. I had the chance to sit down with Lisa Corvo, who is a part of the panel discussion, Breaking Down Barriers to Active Transportation, Lived Experience and Action Items for Policy Change.
I would say the most important thing about active transportation for me is increasing accessibility to everyone. So I try to speak about active transportation with an equity lens, accessibility from the perspective of disability lens, as well as gender. So, like, I love cycling. I love riding a bike, and it brings me so much joy, among other things. And I would love to share that with every single person who wants to do it. So I want bikes to be more accessible to people who are low income, to people who have disabilities, whether that be physical or cognitive. And I also want women who often are with children to be able to do what they need to do by bike if they want to do that. I have osteoarthritis in my hip, and walking, it varies depending on the day, but walking can be fairly painful. So I do a little bit of walking. When I do, I use a cane. But most of the time I ride a bike because that doesn't hurt. I'm sitting and there's no impact. It's just a circular motion. That movement also helps my joint feel better. Like it creates more synovial fluid, lubricates the joint, and it gives me exercise as well, which strengthens the muscles around that joint and helps to support it better. So it reduces my pain levels from the arthritis. It also makes me feel strong. When I'm riding my big cargo bike with my two kids in it, I feel powerful. You know, there's some people who think that's amazing, and yet I have a disability. So when I hop off the bike and, you know, unfold my folding cane, it's like I'm becoming Clark Kent again somehow. That feeling of power is really valuable to me, that I feel strong even though I, you know, struggle a little bit to walk. I also feel it helps my mental health hugely.
I met another participant on the way to an interactive tour, and we took a moment to speak.
My name is Karan, and I'm a transportation planning engineer. Well, as you know, that we are living in city, and we cannot just build more and more roads because of just space. And the way to move forward is to have more active transportation system in the city. Well, this is beneficial in terms of accommodating more and more people, but it also helps in keeping ourselves healthy.
One pivotal moment at the summit was media gathering to hear the Honorable Claire Trevena, Minister of Transportation and Infrastructure, unveiling a policy 10 years in the making.
I'm really pleased to introduce Move, Commute, Connect, which is BC's strategy for a cleaner, more active transportation. With Move, Commute, Connect, we're making a commitment to increase our focus and support on active transportation, which will make getting around both safer and more convenient. We have a goal of doubling the percentage of trips taken with active transportation by 2030.
As the summit ended, the last person I spoke to about active transportation was Masters of Public Health student Alexis Ehrlichman. And I asked her, how much of a role does it play for her?
So I would say active transportation plays a really huge role in my life and my freedom. And just even in talking about what we just heard in our last keynote presentation and my dignity as a person to be able to take charge of my own life.
So you are completing your Master's of Public Health currently, and we hope to get you on the West Coast. We really hope to nab you. Just wondering where your areas of interest are and just if active transportation will play a role in that.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm interested in health promotion and knowledge translation as sort of the facilitators, and then the topic areas that I'm most interested in include mental wellness, active transportation, and healthy communities. And I really find healthy communities kind of encompasses all of those. So I'm interested in where that intersection is between health and the places that we live, the physical built environment, the natural environment, the lands that we are living in, how that impacts how we interact socially, how that impacts the health decisions that are available to us. And really seeing health from that societal level, from that public health perspective, I think active transportation plays a really huge role in that. And I kind of find it difficult to think of active transportation separately from something like recreation or something like mental wellness, because to me, they're just so intertwined that I think no matter where I end up working in some way, it's going to be involved in physical activity. And you can't really be involved in physical activity without having something to do with active transportation.
You've been listening to The Balance, a public health podcast brought to you by the BC Alliance for Healthy Living. The BCAHL was established in 2003, and we represent the largest health promotion team in BC history. Our vision is a healthy British Columbia, and our mission is to improve the health of British Columbians through leadership and collaboration to address the risk factors and health inequities that contribute significantly to chronic disease. Please subscribe to our newsletter by emailing MOVE, M-O-V-E, at bchealthyliving.ca to learn more about healthy living initiatives and what we're up to. And thank you for listening.